Oh, here
There
you
we go.
are. Yeah.
Technology.
Technology. But we're back. We're back. So, which is awesome.
Okay, here we go. Back to the light. You know, I'm trying. I still see Tina kind of pixelated, but.
Yeah, Tina, you're still a little bit pixelated. Like,
Oh.
okay, you're a little bit better. You're still a little bit pixelated.
Oh no.
Okay.
Now I
Should
see
we
both of you
continue?
pixelated. Let's try.
Okay, let's try.
Okay. Hopefully
We can
nothing
continue
doesn't go
where
off this
we
time.
left
I'm
off.
so sorry for the interruption.
Sorry about that,
Yes.
guy.
But the sweet potatoes
Oh.
and the arsenic and the rice and the
Oh yes, I was saying that to eliminate some of the arsenic in rice, soaking the rice and then washing the rice multiple times would generally help. So for anybody who's eating a lot of rice, yeah, do that.
Yeah, soaking. And then there's some that contain a little bit less arsenic. I found the ones in the southern United States, the ones rice that's grown in the States tends to have higher levels. Sushi rice tends to have less lower levels. Brown rice tends to have higher levels. I have posts on this too, but like rice crackers, and it's just moderation, I think, is key. And that's, I think, also one of the key takeaways from low tox living in general that I've probably learned in the last 12 years. Moderation is important, even for healthy things. Just keep it, moderate. It's always going to be.
Yeah, you also have consulting services. What does the session look like?
So I do work one-on-one with families, and it's actually COVID, everything's shifted to mostly virtual. Before I would do home locally. But what's been wonderful about that is that I've been able to work with people across the country. And it really, it depends on what the need is. I've worked with families who are renovating their house. So I help them, choose safer construction materials because that's really overwhelming. And then there's just, something, a new mom, and she just needs help with figuring out, how to put together the nursery and her lists. And sometimes we could do it in 1 hour. Sometimes it's a package of, 5 hours if it's a whole house overhaul. So I really try to tailor it to everyone's needs and, respecting their time and everything. And but it's great because everyone's individual preferences and situations are different, so I can really individualize it, via Instagram. It's kind of more generic recommendation, but I do find that people are usually really grateful when you could just be specific to their products and what they like to use. You help them source alternatives that they will be helpful for them, taking into consideration their budget, their priorities, etc. So I love it. I love working one-on-one, and I get to, via Instagram. It's a little impersonal sometimes, and this way you kind of, you build a relationship, which is always great too. So I do that. I've been doing that for a couple of years now. Love it. I love the one-on-one consulting work with families.
So how do people react to, learning that they're exposing themselves to so many toxic chemicals? What do you usually tell them to feel better about that situation? So, because it must be eye-opening for some people that it's like very scary.
I think most people who, not most, but a lot of people who come to me are overwhelmed. Especially the one-on-one consulting. It's they're just feeling very overwhelmed. They're just reading another research mentioning, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's too much. And what I tell them, which is really my philosophy, is take it slow. Recognize that it's a journey. And you might be here in your journey. Someone else might be here, and that's okay. Don't compare yourself to other people. I've been doing this for 12 years. Maybe you've been doing it for 5 months, and you can't expect to be in the same spot overnight. And that's okay. I wasn't either. So, I think I'm really about the small steps. Make small steps, incorporate them slowly. I think in general, you know, it's like if you're doing, right? If you do a like a complete detox diet where you can't eat anything overnight for, you know, a week or two, yeah, you're going to lose weight, but that's not sustainable over the long run, right? And low toxicity is really about like a lifestyle change. So when you do it slowly and you incorporate things slowly, it becomes second nature. It just becomes easier and it's much more pleasant experience. And I find that people find that reassuring, you know, and I think that people also find it reassuring when I tell them, you know, the things that I did and I didn't do 12 years ago and how long it's taken me to do certain changes in my life, because they realize that, okay, I can do this. It's one step at a time. And someone just asked if I work with people in the UK. Yes, virtually. Yes, I can work with just about everyone. I mean, with the time, you know, the time difference is cut out. But yes, just shoot me an email.
Wonderful. Does that, do you do the same thing with your corporate client too?
So corporate clients are different and it's, actually really rewarding on a different level, just because there's a bigger impact in a corporate clients will be for different reasons. I've had companies come to me where they're developing a product, so I'll help them, you know, choose and the sourcing of the ingredients. Then there's companies who already have a product. They realize it's not the most eco-friendly and they need help. You know, they need help either convincing people in the company why this product is not the greatest. So, you know, I'll put together a presentation and with all the research and alternatives also. And then I work with, you know, one of my main clients that I've been working with many years, almost on a daily basis, and I'm basically vetting products that they sell. It's an online retailer for children's and women's items, like pregnancy items and for children. And I kind of, you know, I help them. First of all, I help them. I have the word in Spanish and I just like blanked out, but I help them build, I guess, the policy for the company and then just make sure that every product that they're selling meets their standards. So it's great because it's great to hear about companies and people working in companies who, yes, they care about the bottom line, their companies, you know, but they care about what they're selling. And it's refreshing. It's refreshing.
That's wonderful because a company also needs to take small steps to make sure that they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, no, definitely. And every small step for a company, I think, is valid and, you know, should be recognized. And as long as they're moving, you know, in the right direction. So yeah. And it's, you know, also what's exciting about working with companies is that you realize how far we've come in the last 10 years. You know, there's so many better products nowadays, from personal care to, you know, cosmetics to just toys. Bedding. There's just all these, and we were talking about it at the beginning of our chat, you know, saying it, Jenna, there's so much better options nowadays, which, you know, there might be smaller companies, but it's refreshing to see how many small companies are popping up and offering good options.
Yeah. So back in the days, you know, you mentioned your mother had breast cancer 20 years ago, and then which also opened your eyes to endocrine disrupting chemicals. You know, 20 years ago, there aren't that many options. You know, what changes did you make? You know, what did you do?
Yeah, so 20 years ago, I was just out of college. I should say high school or elementary school, but it was college. And, you know, my mom, I think, was very smart in that she would just email me information and, you know, not push anything, not judge anything, just email it. And I would read it over. It was a complete world back then in terms of what was available. You know, I just remember one of the things she did mention off the bat, because her doctor had told her right when she was done with the treatment for breast cancer, was to change your deodorant, right? And I remember trying the deodorants, and I think it was what I could find back then was like this like crystal rock. There was Palms, which has reformulated, but back then wasn't great. And then La Roche had one, which wasn't great compared to today's standards, was better, but super expensive. And I lived in Miami back then, and it's hot and humid, and none of those worked. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't do this. Went back to my secret or whatever. You know, it was a very slow process for me. I think the first things that I did switch, though, is that, you know, I used less plastic. You know, I wouldn't micro food. I found those things just easier to incorporate. And personal care was just a little bit harder to find, like the shampoos you would buy, where it would dry hair. But I did make switches, like, you know, instead of hand moisturizer, I use coconut oil, and that was okay with that too. You know, like there's little things that I can incorporate. But really, it was when I became pregnant that I really started making the big changes. I mean, I'm grateful that I had a little bit of background already knowledge because of her experience. But that's really what I would say just like propelled me forward to make big changes. And I think that's common for a lot of people too.
Okay. Yeah. Also, people like, you know, it's hard to start, and then it can be wasteful if they have to throw away all their product that they're currently using. So, you know, what kind of first steps do you recommend people to do?
I don't recommend just throwing everything out, you know, short of maybe some products that are just terrible. You know, generally I say, because I'm all about taking the small steps, is when you're done with that and it's time to replace something, then, you know, look for a better option. I think the only exceptions where I try to be a little bit stricter, or I encourage people to be a little bit stricter, you know, if you're still cooking on a nonstick, old school, like Teflon-ish pan, I suggest just stopping that overnight if you can. Getting yourself a good cast iron or a stainless steel or just anything what you're using. But everything else, I think moderation, you know, and some cleaning supplies too. But if you could just, you know, if you, you just start incorporating them slowly, that just also helps. It just makes it so much easier. And you don't feel, anyways, you have to buy a replacement because you're done with it. So why not try something new and something better? And you know, a lot of this, especially for like cleaning, a lot of stuff that you could find nowadays is actually not more expensive than the mainstream. So I think for a while people had, and some things are more expensive, but, you know, not everything is. So I think that's something that's worth mentioning too.
Yeah. We also encourage people to vote with their dollars, because when you're buying better products, it's also not just better for yourself, it's also better for the environment.
Yes, 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 yes. And I'll add to that, but, you know, I understand I don't want to overwhelm everyone, but when you're choosing, you know, newer products, a new product, non-low-tox product to purchase, you know, if you can pay attention to packaging too, and going back to the environment, you know, if there's something that's packaged in plastic versus in glass, well, maybe try the glass one, just be, or cardboard or whatever it is, just because it's an extra, right? You know, like it's still good for the environment too, which I think is always important to keep in mind.
And chances are those companies were, you know, even thinking about their packaging. But yeah, sometimes it's correlated.
You got cut up a little bit, but
oh, sorry.
Meaning that like companies, if they're paying attention to packaging,
yeah, it's likely
paying attention to
possibility. Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. And yeah, like you said, it's not.
Yeah, it's like a core
expensive, especially if you buy in bulk, which is also more environmentally friendly if you buy in bulk.
It is. There's alternatives.
Yeah.
So, Ida, you also used our body. Oops. Got caught off again. Can you guys hear me okay? Oh, okay.
Yes,
I was just going to say, like, Ida, you also used our detect and detox kit. You know, what were your thoughts on the results? Did you learn anything that shocked you?
Well, okay, let me start by saying that I love the fact that this exists. I came across Billion Marker after I had a third miscarriage. So I had 3 miscarriages, and I read this wonderful book, which I recommend. It's by Dr. Shanna Swan. It's called Countdown. It has to do with thiolates and endocrine disrupting chemicals and fertility. And as I was reading this, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to test my thiolate levels, you know, because even though I live a low-tox life, What if my thylet levels are super high, and why? What if this is contributing to my infertility? So I started looking online, and really until just recently, I would say you guys, this testing was ridiculously expensive, and just couldn't even find it anywhere. You couldn't just go to a lab and say, "I want to get my thylet levels tested." So I was thrilled to find you guys, and so yes, I mean, I think for everybody, just knowing what your toxin levels are is so vitally important, because the thing with toxins in our body is that you might be living a low tox life, but maybe your body doesn't detox properly, and that could be due to genetics, that could be due to many other, you know, things that are kind of out of your control. And you can help it, but you don't know if you need to help it unless you know what your levels are. So it's one of these things that just knowing really empowers you. So I was really, really excited to find Million Marker. And the test results were, so they were super reassuring for the most part. You know, I'm happy to say that almost everything came out in the very, very low levels, which, you know, makes me feel like, oh, wow, like, yay, like my pay off, you know, because what if, you know, all these levels would have been high, that I have to have gone to the community and told them, guys, you know, I still have really high levels. But, you know, it makes you feel like I need to continue this. I need to continue this because it does pay off. And I did find something which was actually really surprising was at first, one paraben that I tested for kind of at a need. Apple, which at first surprised me, because I know that the products, the cosmetic products that I use and the personal care products that I use don't have parabens. But, you know, upon a little bit more research, I kind of realized, okay, I know where this is coming from. Probably coming from processed foods. I tested right when I had moved into our new house. I had been 3 months in a hotel, not 3 months, 3 weeks in a hotel. We were eating out a lot. You know, it wasn't my normal. So I imagine that maybe is where it came from. And I know that parabens don't accumulate in your body that long. So I feel confident that going back to my, you know, pre-moving stage diet and everything, habits, I could probably remediate that. So yes, I think that it was brilliant to know, particularly I'll say, I think for everybody, but I do think that if you're considering pregnant, it would be just, I almost wish that this would be kind of like part of the panel of testing that a fertility doctor would do, you know, a couple months before, or if you have fertility, you know, it would be, I think, be so helpful. But maybe one day we'll get there.
We're working on that. We're working on that. American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists just published an article just like a couple months ago urging OBGYNs to start screening and educating patients about this. So we're very thrilled about it. And then we're in the process of working with some clinics and to get the validation done. So hopefully one day that everybody will have access and then their insurance will reimburse this kind of test. So then, you know, they're getting educated, knowing their levels, you know, before they conceive.
Yes, because I mean, the science is there. We know that these are that specifically for fertility will affect fertility. You know, it's there. There's no question about it. So, yeah, it's wonderful to hear that. It's wonderful, and because I still think so many doctors don't even mention it still. So hopefully, you know, a shift in the right direction. That's huge.
Yeah. So is there anything else you'd like to talk about today? I know we're like actually over time and it's been really fun.
I mean, we spoke about so much. But thank you. Thank you for having me. And
thank you for joining us and sharing so much.
And then everybody make sure to follow Non-Toxic Munchkins on Instagram. And then, you know, Ida also have her Amazon site, as well as with discount on toxic products. And also there's a shopping guide on Ida's website as well. We're set up a consultation.
Yes, thank you. Yes, and if you have any questions, you can always just DM me also via Instagram. So happy to help.
Thank you so much. Until next time. Thank you. There's like so much to talk about.
I know. Have a rest of your day. Thank you, everyone, for joining.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you, everyone, for joining.